Meeting for the first time at the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden and U.K. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced a landmark agreement.
We're going to solve all the problems in the world right in this next 20 minutes.
The Atlantic Declaration seeks to improve security through economic cooperation between the U.S. and the U.K. The leaders allege nations like Russia and China seek to exploit the Western allies' resources, and the deal will reduce vulnerabilities.
The challenges we face are much more economic in nature, and the only way we're going to meet those challenges is to work together to strengthen the resilience of our supply chains, to research the technologies of the future together.
The Atlantic Declaration also means reduced trade barriers for new technologies, including artificial intelligence. This as the UK plans to host a global summit this fall to mitigate AI's risks. The two leaders also pledged ongoing support for Ukraine. And despite some waning support in the US Congress to continue funding Ukraine's defense against Russia, Biden said the U.S. must remain committed as deterrence.
Do we think Russia would stop in Kyiv? Do you think that's all there would be happening? I think not, and I think the vast majority of my colleagues, even the critics, think that would not be the case as well.
To date, the U.S. and U.K. have been the largest donors to Ukraine's war effort, and Sunak encouraged other nations to step up.
President Putin will be thinking that he can wait us out. I think it sends a strong signal to him that there is no point trying to wait us out. We're not going anywhere.
At their joint press conference, President Biden was also asked if NATO should elect a British Secretary General to replace Jens Stoltenberg when he steps down in September. Prime Minister Sunak has been pushing for his defense minister to replace him. But Biden was noncommittal, simply conceding, maybe. Kimberly Helkett, Al Jazeera, The White House.